The energy company Kinder Morgan is trying to get clearance to convert an existing 14,000-mile pipeline that runs from the Northeast to Texas to transport the byproducts of gas drilling instead of natural gas. The byproducts are called natural gas liquids, or NGLs. They're very marketable. They're also volatile. And that has some people in Kentucky, which the pipeline passes through, worried. Erica Peterson from Here and Now contributor WFPL in Louisville reports.
Marion County, Kentucky is mostly farmland, and almost as ubiquitous as silos, split rail fences, and hay bales are the white and yellow poles sticking out of the ground, subtle signs marking the paths of the six natural gas pipelines that cross the area.
The gas lines start crossing right in here.
That's Joe Spalding. He's a Marion County resident, and one of these lines crosses his land. Spalding and his friend, Larry Caldwell, point out each one.
Here's one that comes across. Here's another one right here.
Right now, this pipeline owned by energy giant Kinder Morgan is carrying natural gas from the Gulf Coast through Kentucky. But soon, it could be carrying something called natural gas liquids, or NGLs. And for Spalding, that raises a lot of questions.
What kind of product they're going to run through? What is the dangers? What kind of exposure is there? Nobody's told us anything. That's some of the things we'd like to know.
Kinder Morgan wants to convert this pipeline to carry NGLs. They're the byproducts of natural gas drilling, hydrocarbons such as ethane, butane, and propane. NGLs are used to make plastics, synthetic rubber, and antifreeze, and they're worth money. But first, companies need a way to get the NGLs from drilling operations in the Northeast to processing plants in the South. Critics of the project say swapping out natural gas for NGLs isn't an even trade when it comes to pipeline regulations and safety.
Natural gas, you have a leak, it either explodes or it dissipates.
Tom Fitzgerald is an environmental attorney in Louisville.
Natural gas liquids, you have a leak, you end up with an asphyxiation hazard because they tend to cling near the ground. You have an explosion hazard because they are flammable. And then you have a groundwater pollution and land pollution problem.
In the past 3 years, there have been two large NGL leaks into waterways, one in Colorado and one in Iowa. That worries some property owners. And they're also concerned about the age of the pipeline in question. Washington, D.C. oil and gas attorney Elizabeth Myers says given the risks from a possible NGL leak, it might not be the best idea to use a 70-year-old pipeline.
The pipeline safety regulations are getting stricter and stronger all the time. And so I really don't think that it's comparable to the time of when that pipeline was first put in.
A spokeswoman for Kinder Morgan told me that the company will extensively evaluate the pipeline to make sure it's up to current code and able to safely transport NGLs. The company also says it will perform additional tests for safety and integrity before placing the line into service. Back in Marion County, Larry Caldwell and Joe Spalding stand near several of the gas pipeline's metering stations. They buzz and hiss in the cold winter air. Cattle belonging to Caldwell's brother graze nearby. The two men say they're worried the community will be shouldering all of the risk of a natural gas liquids pipeline with none of the benefits. Caldwell says the natural gas line at least had a purpose.
It helped places along the way. This is not going to help anybody along the way, best I can understand. They're piping it from up north to the Gulf and then going to send it somewhere. So it's not really a benefit to anybody here that I can find out.
Kinder Morgan doesn't yet have customers for the natural gas byproducts that would be carried by its pipeline and says it won't move forward until it does. But the company did file its application with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission last month to convert the pipeline. It could be a year or longer before the commission approves or rejects the project. For Here and Now, I'm Erica Peterson in Louisville.